What's going on, everybody? How are we doing today? Yo, this beat is so ridiculous. Oh, dude, how about this? Oh, man. This beat just totally threw me off. Okay, so how about this? We'll start with this. I go to Starbucks yesterday, and I gotta turn this beat off. So I go to Starbucks yesterday, and so it's me, Jenna, and her sister, and so we pull up, whatever. All right, by the way, you guys know I already get pissed off because it's Christmas time, and Starbucks never has the Christmas blend. Starbucks, okay, do better. Just do better. There's no excuse for you guys not having the Christmas blend at Christmas time. 'Tis the season. Do better with your coffee blends. But, so we pull up, and this is exactly how this went down. Girl's like, okay, what can I get you? Welcome to Starbucks, what can I get you? I'm like, can I get a small hot chocolate? She goes, yeah, what else? And I'm like, a small iced caramel macchiato. And the girl goes, wait, what was the first thing? Why would you ask me for the second thing if you didn't even have the first thing? And then, so she's like, what was the first thing? And I go, a small hot chocolate. And she goes, and what was the second thing? Okay, you're 0 for 2. Like, so I had to tell her that I just reread the order. And she goes, okay, anything else we can get for you? And I say, a venti Christmas blend. Almond milk, 3 Splenda. And I'll just let you guess. Did she say, we're not brewing Christmas blend right now? Oh, yeah, of course she said that. So I'm blood red mad already. Okay, she's 0 for 2. On the first two things. Now she's 0 for 3. She already struck out. And I'm still giving her another chance. And I go, okay. Don't want the other one. So can I just get a venti Americano. With more ice than water. Okay. You know, they put the fucking. Here's what happens when you get Americano. Because just espresso. So they put, like, a little bit of water and then, like, a little bit of ice, like, 50-50. But the espresso melts the ice, so it's, like, just like this room temperature espresso. It's super gross. Not super gross, but it's not good. And I end up adding more ice to it. So I'm just like, can I get more ice than water? And she goes, wait, so you want... she said, wait, so you want... I said... I want more ice than water. And she goes, okay, so like more ice. And I was like, yeah, and like less water. I guess it doesn't sound funny to you, but like to me, it was so funny at the time that like I was like almost crying because of how stupid this girl was. Just like, what the fuck, man? Just be better at your fucking job, Starbucks, you know? it's so frustrating that, like, they just can't make my coffee. You literally have one job. That's like Jenna went to Panera the one day, Panera Bread, and got her whatever she gets. I don't know. I don't eat that shit because, like, dude, Panera, even when you think you're getting a deal, they're like, yeah, the total's going to be $14.43. I'm like, dude, I just got a small soup and half a sandwich. How is that even possible? But so she gets her shit, and the dude's like, at Panera Bread, told Jenna they were out of bread. What? Hey, guys, be better. Starbucks is out of coffee. Panera Bread's out of bread. The NFL running out of footballs. Like, what the fuck is going on? The directors are all out of film. The world's turning upside down. The flat earth is turning upside down. All the water is going to fall off. It's just like, dude, you guys are so ridiculous sometimes. I mean, while we're on food, we might as well just talk about this, too. Did you guys see that a Pizza Hut delivery girl got fired? And the reason, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because dude called, ordered a pizza, and then said, asked the girl, like, could you write a joke on the inside of the box? And she was like, yeah, cool, whatever. So she did. She was being cool. She wrote a joke on the inside of the box, and the box and the joke was like, "What is a gynecologist and a pizza delivery, a pizza fucking deliverer have in common?" And the punchline was, "Both have to smell it, but neither can taste it." Like pussy and pizza, got it. And the mom, the bitch ass mom of the kid that ordered the pizza, called and got the girl fired. Dude, justice for Pizza Hut girl. By the way, Pizza Hut, your pizza sucks anyway. Pizza Hut's pizza is so gross. Like, I feel like in the pizza game, delivery-wise, Domino's is just owning. Dude, Tucker has a scarf on his neck, by the way, right now. A Christmas scarf. So ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. He's so cute, though. And he looks at me and he's like, dude, can you take this fucking scarf off? I'm like, sorry, buddy. And he just looks at me and he's like, well, can I at least get like a cookie or something? But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Pizza Hut? Oh, no, Domino's, dude. Their pizza's way better. if you heard that, Tucker's trying to shake this scarf off of him. By the way, fat kid hacks. If you ever go to like Domino's or order Domino's and you want a fresh pizza, tell me you want extra sauce. I worked at a pizza place. If somebody ordered extra sauce, you had to make a whole new pizza. Because they like get the pizzas ready and they put the sauce and the cheese on. And they just stick that in like a fridge so that when you pull it out, you just have to add the toppings. So if you want like a fresh pizza, dude, just order extra sauce. They have to. They can't take the cheese off and be like, oh, here's your sauce. Yes, pizza. But, yeah, or like everybody knows, like McDonald's fries say no salt. Hashtag fat kid. man, I'm so hungry. I'm trying to eat good today. I actually didn't eat anything. I ate like a couple, like two cookies. It's fucking 3 o'clock. I ate two cookies and I had a coffee. But whatever, right? That fucking Pizza Hut thing's so stupid, right? Whatever. Oh, you know what else I was thinking about? This might, you guys, I might, I already know I'm going to lose a couple of you guys when I say this. So, I was like, I saw my old phone in my drawer the other day, and I didn't, because I don't think, I definitely don't have it, but anyway, old phone in my drawer, like high school phone. And I was thinking like, oh man, what if I had like a girl's, like high school, you know, you like text a girl, your girlfriend, send me a pic of your boobs. But you're both 16 at the time. Now, I'm 24 now. If I looked in that phone and I saw like my ex-16-year-old girlfriend that I was talking to in high school's picture of her boobs, like, is that fucking weird? Or... or am I just overthinking this? Because I was thinking, like, it's not this, I don't, it's definitely not the same as, like, if I was going to look for a 16-year-old girl's boobs. It's like, I was 16, she was 16. That's how that went down. But, like, what's the amount of time you could look at it without it being weird? Like, is there, like, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, a minute, because, like, I feel like if you're looking at it, you're not thinking, like, oh, that's a 16-year-old girl. You're thinking, oh, man, those were nice boobs when I was 16. Or something stupid like that. I don't know. Does that make any sense? I don't know why I thought of that. It's like, dude, sometimes when I write for this podcast, because sometimes, like, usually every day, I'll take at the very least 10 minutes where I just go on my phone and I type or I write down shit. And then, yeah, dude, sometimes the shit that I type is just like, or write, is bizarre. Like, the other day I posted I just wrote down, me and Jenna were watching Dr. Phil, and this dude, it was so bizarre. And I just wrote Dr. Phil drugs. But like, I didn't watch Dr. Phil by choice, by the way. And you know what else I don't watch by choice, but is a hilarious show, is, dude, I don't even know what, I wish I could tell you what channel it was, but it's called, like, Wags LA, and it's, like, women and girlfriend, so, I don't even know what Wags stands for. I thought it was a dog show, to be honest with you, like, a dog wags its tail, like, these, I thought it was gonna be, like, super rich dogs in LA, which it basically was, because, like, these women are so bizarre. And they think that, like, their problems matter, and they just don't. And it's really funny for, like, a normal person to watch. Because they're like, okay, so first off, these girls do nothing for society. They're like, it's like their husbands are, like, rich, or basketball players, or athletes, or, you know, whatever. And these girls, like, go out to lunch, and then they just talk about, like, the other girls. That's all this show is. It's so bizarre. But, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, Dr. Phil. Dude, so, Dr. Phil is talking, and there's this kid on, and he's like, Dr. Phil, I'm mentally unstable. I'm mentally unstable. And he kept saying he was mentally unstable, and then Dr. Phil's dumbass was like, huh, well, let me get this straight, Chase. You weren't mentally unstable until you took one hit of marijuana. That's like exactly how this went down. He went, you weren't mentally unstable until you took one hit of marijuana. And he's like, that's right, Dr. Phil. And he's like, and now you're violent, you're mentally unstable. He's like, yes, Dr. Phil, I told you I was mentally unstable. And then, like, his, like, bitch-ass brother comes and he's like, dude, I don't even know what he said. He was like, dude, you're like, you used to be so cool. Now you're just violent. And he's like, I want help. I do. And I was like, bro, dude, that doesn't happen from weed. That he's the exception. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay, it happens. But there's way more people that get fucked up from alcohol or, like, cigarettes. Not, like, mentally fucked up. But, like, as far as health issues, like, oh, man, it just pissed me off so bad when Dr. Phil was like, because he was saying, like, all the negative effects. He was just, like, insinuating that the kid's anxiety blossomed because of marijuana. You know what I mean? It was just so gross. And the episode, dude, and he was talking about research on dope and the negative effects and, like, neurologically, how it's awful and all this other shit. Dude, he's the same kind of scam artist as Dr. Oz. You know, I liked Dr. Phil before this. You know, I thought his show was a little silly, just like all those stupid shows are. They're all silly and ridiculous, but I gave him credit because, you know, he, like, tried to help people out. But when you say something like how awful marijuana is for you, you lose a lot of credit for, like, I'd say, I wouldn't say even majority of people, because majority of people are just, like, ignorant to the fact that marijuana is not that bad. You know, they just believe the media, which is their own fault. You know, if you believe, like, some kind of study that happened 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, like, there's people that are so stubborn on shit like that. You know, it's so frustrating. Like, trying to talk to somebody over 30 that has their mind made up about something because of, like, something they were taught when they were kids, it's so frustrating because they find new shit out all the time. Like, you know how many people still think that fat is bad for you? Or, like, that eating, like, egg yolks is gonna raise your fucking cholesterol? It's so frustrating. It's, man. They're like, oh. They say, I'm just gonna go get a veggie sub from Subway. A foot-long veggie sub. Because it doesn't have meat. It's all lettuce. And it's only, like, a foot-long of wheat bread. Hey, man. You know what you're doing? Eating a foot of bread. Jared, the liar. So you guys know I posted for people who let me roast them on the podcast. And this is strictly going off of their social media. I'm going to do one Facebook and I'm going to do one Twitter. And the lucky ones today is going to be Ben. Ben Phillips is going to be numero uno, okay? Okay, so first off, all right, so I'm on his Facebook page. And guess if his, I'm just going to go through a couple of his profile pictures. Guess if he's on that Cleveland stand at, like, Edgewater with his arms wide open. With Cleveland as the backdrop. Oh, you bet your bottom dollar that's what's going on. Let's see what the next one is. Okay, guess... Guess if he has the shocker in almost every picture that he posts. He sure does. Guess if him and his buddy are both throwing up the shocker in their pictures. Oh my God. So disgusted by this. Let's see. His cover picture is not bad at all. It's like Cleveland with like a gray sky. So that's not, I mean, you know, that's not bad. Okay. Here's a douchey post. Where them big booty bitches at, doe? And, oh man, this is one thing that Ben does that pisses, it turns my blood boiling, okay? He capitalizes the first word, he capitalizes every word, like the first letter. Like it's like the beginning of a sentence every time. And it, oh my God, it makes me so blood red mad. And then guess what the emojis were that he used? The heart eye emoji, the looking emoji, and then the peach. Oh, for posting that status? Go get captured, Ben. I'm assuming he posted something that, he posted something on Facebook because he posted 273 comments, 47 likes, and 4 shares. Hashtag triggered. For 273 comments on Facebook, that is so many. Oh, this is what it is. I'm assuming he put drug addiction is not a disease. Also, stupid thing to post. I mean, it's not a disease, but it's a serious problem. Like, disease, that's a tricky one. Addiction is not a, I don't think it's a disease. But for sure, don't post that. And guess if every fucking letter is capitalized. Oh my God. Dude. Here's what you do, buddy. You go and you just type in on YouTube how to type. And bro, it'll help you with so many of your posts, you know? You know what I'm saying, man? It's like... Okay. Douche post... Dude, I can't even fathom this one. Don't judge me on my past. I'm not the person I used to be. Don't judge me on my past. I'm not the person I used to be. Not used. Use. As if he's not the person he's using to do something. Dude, what the fuck, man? It's 2017 and people still can't spell. Oh my God, it makes me so mad. Dude, if I misspell something, I fucking delete the post and respell it. Or edit it. Dude, do something, man. doesn't a little squiggly line pop up, like, when you spell shit wrong to help you out, you know? My goodness. Jeez Louise. There's not a whole lot. I wish there was more stuff that he had. Because I don't, like, go and do these, I don't go through these, like, ahead of time. Okay. I just scroll. Had a customer cancel their order, and it feels like we went through a breakup with a broken heart emoji. Hey, you know what doesn't feel like a breakup? If a customer cancels their order. You know what feels like you go through a breakup? When you love somebody, and then you guys just stop talking. You know what feels like when a customer cancels their order? This is what you do. You go, okay. Oh my goodness. So stupid. And like the shit. He posted like a video of a monkey jerking off. Like that's the kind of shit I'm looking at right now. Like how do I even. You just go to his page and then you're just going to be like, okay, I get it. That's what you do. You're going to be like, oh, that's, what's going on? My goodness. It's, yeah, I can't even keep going with this one. All right. Anyway, Ben gets that it's a joke, so I'm not too worried. Because he knows, like, he's my buddy. But, you guys are probably thinking, how can you be friends with somebody that posts shit like that? You know, I get it. You know, I understand your frustration. Now, the second guy, I don't know. He liked the status. He wanted me to roast. So, second guy is going to be Albert Zarlinga. On Twitter, he's Bert, not Ernie. By the way, he's not doing anything like as a public figure. He has 157 followers, but his tweets are private. Can you tell me why? Because I don't fucking know. By the way, some dude on Twitter, like, because I posted, I don't get why people do that. And he was like, because maybe we don't want random people reading our stuff. And I wanted to be like, well, you're on the fucking internet, dude. And then I went to his page and he had like 30 followers. And I was like, eh, whatever. So I just didn't even bother with it. What am I going to get from that? Nothing. Okay. First off, I don't think he's black whatsoever. Zarlinga? I don't know what the fuck Albert is, dude. Al, I don't know what you are. I thought he was Mexican for a long time, but then I don't think he is. I think he's like Italian or something. I have no idea what he is. Al, your ethnicity is a mystery to me. But guess what his fucking bio says? It's a douchey. Just that, you know what the word was. I don't want to say it. Guess what his pinned tweet is? I love that girl so much, I wish I never met her. And he quotes Lil Uzi Vert. Here's what you don't do on Twitter. Quote Lil Uzi Vert. Just post the, like, lyric, you know? Just post it. No one gives a fuck who said that. I love that girl so much, I wish I never met her. The only thing that would actually justify you quoting Lil Uzi Vert was so that people didn't realize how sad of a status that would be without the Lil Uzi Vert. Oh, God, dude. And the shit that he tweets. Oh my, he's gonna block me. Whatever. He retweeted this girl and it said, I just wanna be happy again. Girl, I can't believe I ever wanted you. Little bitch, I'm done with you. I can't take that girl. She fucked like 20 dudes. Like, bro, what? Bruh. God, let me fuck Bella Thorne. Bruh, God, don't post things like that. Yeah, nothing says, hey, thirsty, like posting things like that. Or posting how much you miss some girl. All she is some girl. Dude, you're not going to be 40 years old like... You're not going to be 40 years old and like, I love that girl so much, I wish I never met her. Oh, man. Jeez Louise. And then of course, he posted something about that bad call for the Steelers, because he's a Steelers dick rider. And, whatever. You know, the Steelers... I don't have as big of a problem with them as most, like, Cleveland people do, just because, like, they have such cool people on their team, and the Browns are just so bad, but I still don't like them, and I still don't like people that live in Cleveland that root for the Steelers that were born in Cleveland. Now, again, I don't know exactly what Al even is. I don't know what ethnicity he is, or if he was born in Cleveland, or where he was born. I don't know much about him, okay? I know that he has really nice hair, okay? And I'm Sebald. I'm Sebald. You know, you can be mad at me, but I'm gonna just tell you, you can be mad at me, but I'm gonna tell you how it is. Your girl's a straight hoe. Crying emojis. You're a joke, bro. Hey, nothing says she picked him over me. Like, you're a joke, bro, followed by, you can't be mad at me, but I'm going to tell you how it is. Your girl's a straight hoe. By the way, nothing is spelled right. You're a joke, bro, is not Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. It's Y-O-U-R. My goodness, dude. Like, you are dating a hoe. Oh my God, I hate when you speak, he tweeted. Dude, I hate when you tweet, because they're all the same thing. Oh my goodness gracious. He's a very sad man. Not like saying he's a sad, like, human. I mean, like, I think emotionally he's sad, and that's sad for me. I wanted to roast him more, but it was just like, dude, every post was about some chick. Like, dude, just get over it, you know? Like, okay, be sad for a little bit, but, like, just get over it. You know what I mean? Dude, this tweet is fucking gold. Yeah, dude, whatever. Joe Rogan tweeted, that's what I'm saying, is gold. I want to get excited about all this Pentagon UFO stuff, but I kind of feel like Charlie Brown after Lucy yanked the ball away every time he went to kick it. I'm nervous to pay attention and waste my time with more nonsense if it turns out to be bullshit. That is me with fucking UFOs. Or like Bigfoot and shit. Like, I want to believe that that's Bigfoot for real. But... you know, man, I think it's safe to say Bigfoot's not out there, dude. Remember when they thought they found Bigfoot for a little bit, and it was like a dude just killed like a couple dogs or something and put it in a fucking cooler? Oh, the honey dick of honey dicks. I think it was like even on CNN. Fake news, CNN, that is. Dude, Trump is so bizarre. It's so funny. By the way, more Gym Chronicles real quick. Dude, there was this jacked dude, okay? Jacked. And he was... first off, let me just tell you guys. Let me set the mood for you. Motherfucker was in the gym wearing a basketball jersey. No undershirt, just a jersey. A Cavs jersey, but a jersey. Dude, do you realize how big of a douche you are if you go to the gym wearing a jersey? Are you kidding me? Oh my God, it made me so mad. And then he had like these super tight sweatpants on. Like so tight. Like so tight that the point where his balls were like, help. His balls, his three-piece set was like snuggled in there like, help. You know how sometimes you cuddle like with your girlfriend or something, or like your boyfriend, I don't know, whatever you guys are into, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, dude, you got like a bunch of people, you guys are all fucking cool. Anyway, I'm saying like they lay on top of you and you kind of get out of breath, like even if they're not big, you know, and you're out of breath and you're like, I don't want to say anything, but I have to. That's what his nuts are saying in these fucking sweatpants, man. They're like, help. Help. And dude, and he's wearing this fucking jersey and these sweatpants, and they're so big. Or he's so big and his pants are so tight, and his jersey is, he's like exploding. He looks like Dwight Howard in a Cavs jersey. That's how tight this thing is. And so I like go to a different room cuz I'm like, I can't even fucking look at this guy. So I'm on, like, the row machine, and he sits on the row machine next to me, dude. And he... dude, before he starts his set, he's like, gotta check, gotta check! He's, like, rapping something. It was, like, something about a check. He's like, got me a check, I got a check! And he starts screaming, fucking doing rows. Screaming. He's like, whoa! He's like, yeah, yeah. And then I swear to God, he yells to the wait, come here. He yelled to the wait, yeah, come here. Dude, I started laughing out loud and he looked over at me. So you know what my little bitch ass did? I picked up my phone like I was reading something funny. Oh, dude, it was so intense. He yelled to the wait, come here! Like, imagine what went through my head when I hear this guy first yell, I gotta check, gotta check! And then just starts fucking raping the weight. That's what he did. He raped the weight. Come here. It was so intense, dude. So intense. Sintense. You know? Like, I go to the gym, get my sweat on, you know? I'm so disrespectful at the gym. I got fucking, like, Christmas socks on. A pink shirt, and this motherfucker's yelling at the wait, come here? Dude, what am I supposed to do? I laughed my ass off is what I did. And I felt so bad, so I picked my phone up. And I started reading. Reading nothing. I was reading my apps on the front. You know, I was like, oh, Instagram, there you are. But, dude, how funny is, by the way, can we just say this real quick? I got, like, a weird love-hate relationship with Michael Bublé. And, you know, I love Christmas. But, dude, name a Michael Bublé song, like a normal Michael Bublé song that doesn't sound like a Christmas song. I'll wait. Didn't come up with anything, did you? No, you didn't, because every Michael Bublé song sounds like it could be on his Christmas album. I just haven't met you yet. Like, if they just threw, like, a jingle bell in the back, it would be like, oh, that's probably a Christmas song. Don't know what he's talking about, but it sounds kind of Christmassy, right? Wrong. It's just Michael Bublé singing, dude, and he's, like, so good at singing, and it pisses me off. You know, it really does a little bit, because he's so good. And I feel like, if you met Michael Bublé, he would be like, hey, you know, I feel like he's a douche. Michael Bublé, like, listen to his name. Michael Bublé? Who the fuck do you think you are, Mike? Mike Bubble? Dude, that's like in Joe Dirt. When he's like, When he's like, Joe Dirtay. He's like, Joe Dirt. And he's like, yeah, I added an E on it. Sounds pretty sweet. That was what Mike Bubble said when he was like, I feel like in Mike Bublé's head, he sounds like, yeah, I mean, no, I don't even know. Like, he just sounds, I feel like he sounds super proper, but I wish he didn't, you know? Like Mike Bubble, he sounds like a fuck, he just sounds like Mike Bubble, you know? But Michael Bublé, man, dude, he, every song sounds like a fucking Christmas song. They just have to throw a little jingle bell in the back, and it's like, oh, there's that Christmas song. Nope, wrong, it's Michael Bublé. But yeah, who the fuck does he think he is, just owning Christmas songs? He just owns them all. Him and, like, I don't know, that other one. Dude, you know what fucking one I love? I'm gonna see if I can find it. So stupid. It's one of the Jingle Bells songs, and it's like, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. Dude, that one is so funny to me. I was listening to it in the car the other day, and it was so, oh man, dude, it was so good. I don't know who the fuck sings it, though. Oh, wait, dude, it is, it's Gwen Stefani and somebody else or something. Dude, guess, you know how I just talking about fucking Mike Bubble? Guess who has a Jingle Bells? Michael fucking Bublé. Dude, of course he does, you know? I don't know who sings the good one. Whatever. It's not important, you know? But, it's like Bean Crosby or something. Does Bean Crosby sing? Wait, is it him? Dude, there's no way it's him. Let me see. We'll find out. We're gonna find this shit out. Oh, you know what I don't want, fucking YouTube? Is your stupid ads. But if this is it, I'll be super happy. Oh no, Bean Crosby is old as fuck, dude. He's old as dirt. Hey, Bean Crosby, dude, lay down in the ditch, man. Is he still alive? Hopefully, hopefully he's still alive, right? But, Dean Martin, maybe? No, dude, he's old as fucking dirt, too. I don't know. I really have no idea who sings it. But, what was my point here? Where was I going with this, guys? Dude, I have no idea where I was going with this. Oh, Jingle Bells, dude. That song's super disrespectful. I don't know if you guys know this. But, dude, yeah, Jingle Bells is super, super disrespectful. And the reason it's disrespectful is because they're singing and they get so lazy when they're singing it, dude. They're like, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Or they, what the fuck do they say, dude? No, they say, o'er the hills we go. Instead of saying over the hills we go, they just say or. You know? Here's what I want them to do. I want the, dude, they, o'er the hills we go. Is that even in Jingle Bells? Let's look up the Jingle Bells lyrics. Yeah, dude, it is. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. You know what else makes me real mad? Is when, after they say laughing all the way, they don't do the ha ha ha. And they do, like, their own little thing. Like... There's one of the Jingle Bells, and he's like, laughing all the way. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. Like, dude, no. No way. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Dude, how, fucking Christmas songs are so fun, dude. Bells on Bobtail Ring, making spirits bright. They're always talking about spirits and shit and like Jesus. Like, oh, you know what song is super creepy to me? It's like, I don't even know what the fuck they say, but it's like, it's like, Mary, did you know that your baby boy? Oh, here it is, dude. Yeah, this one's super creepy. It's like, let me find it real quick on YouTube. Because, dude, this song creeps me the shit out. Pentatonics. Let's see if this is even the one that I think it is. Of course. Dude, of course there's a fucking 30-second ad on YouTube. Are you kidding me? Are you joking me on this one? But, yeah. Christmas songs are so great. And then the people that are like, dude, they start earlier and earlier. No, they don't. If that was the case, they would be starting at Halloween. They don't. They start after Thanksgiving or right before it every year. Let's see if this is the one I thought it was. Mary, did you know? Oh, yeah, it is. Dude, this song is so creepy. You know it? Hold on, we'll fast forward. I don't even know if I could play this. Dude, this song's creepy. Dude, and this fucking video. These guys are all standing in a cave with lights. Oh my god, they're like so serious. They look like demons, actually. These people look like that fucking movie with the vampires. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But that's what these guys look like. It's the creeps. Oh, man. I gotta get out of here. Not out of the podcast. I probably should get out of the podcast, but whatever. We're gonna keep it going. Maybe it's... Dude, is it Frank Sinatra? He sings everything too, man. No, I don't know. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. I'll just look up jingle bells. No way is it fucking Michael Bublé. I'd be so mad if Michael Bublé is the one I like. Dude, listen to him, man. He's so good. Oh, man, it makes me so mad. Dude, Michael Bublé. Oh, my gosh, man. Why is he so good? Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Riding through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go. They just gave up. I love it, dude. They're like, dude, fuck this song. Let's just fucking get out of here. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. I feel like it might be the Dean Martin one, man. Or is that the one I listened to already? I don't know. Dude, do you see what happens when you guys give me YouTube? This is why I need like a producer, so that I don't just like do this. I don't even know what this is right now, but like, we got way off topic. I don't even know. We didn't really have a topic. If it's Dean Martin, I'm gonna be super mad. I feel like it might be though. Oh, this is creepy, dude. Why? They all sound the same, too. O'er the fields we go. Like, I get it that it's the same song, but does it have to sound the same? That's why I like that one that's, like, kind of different, you know? Whatever, dude. I don't know what happened. How about that one I played at the beginning? Let me see if I can find it again. Oh, dude, this song is so lit. Like, I want to get on this beat and just go nuts. Yeah. You know, Drake would be like, OVO Sound Radio. Dude, that beat drop is so sick. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, trap remix. I feel like this one's gonna get lit. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. After this one, guys, I'm out. We're gonna go out on this song. Cause I feel like at some point there's gonna be a cool beat drop. This ain't even lit. Yeah, this one's just kind of corny. We're gonna go out on a good one. Oh shit. Oh. Alright, we could go out on this one. Oh no, wait. Cause this one might be cool. I don't even know if I'm allowed to play all these songs. Probably not, you know. I'm probably gonna get sued for everything I have. This will be the last one though, guys. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Yep, this is it. Hope you guys have a great fucking Christmas, by the way. I hope you guys have a great Christmas. And, I'll do another one before we go to New York for New Year's Eve. But, yeah. This is peace out, guys. You know? Peace out. Merry Christmas. Happy fucking Kwanzaa. L'chaim, you know?